What's up, yo? It is Mike of iWatchMike.com. Welcome to another episode of the return of Talking Arrow. Yes, I know it's been a minute. I just finished recapping some shows for The Flash, and I'm getting back to Arrow. It's been crazy. New year, two-year-old son. It's crazy. It's crazy, 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 but I think I'm getting back on the bike, and I'm going to keep it going. So for everybody that's been tuning in and listening, I see the listens. Thank you very much. For those of you that are listening to me, like, hey, Mike, what's going on? You're not. I'm back. So I'm going to try to knock these out as soon as I watch them at night when they air or first thing the next morning. I know it's kind of crazy, but it's been crazy. Two-year-old son. The episodes I want to talk about, I got So It Begins, then Vigilante, then Invasion, and of course, What We Leave Behind. So I got four episodes to recap real quick. They'll be separate shows. And also, I'm going through my history. My good friend, Anna B. from Australia, she's a huge fan of Arrow. She's always going to the convention. She, like, gets autograph pictures, Stephen Amell, and everything. But, by the way, I'm looking at the picture because she got me a picture of him holding his bow. It says to Mike, yeah. So, it's one of the coolest presents I've ever gotten. I've got a couple of recordings. Instead of her writing and me reading it, I'd rather just have you guys hear her Australian accent because it's so freaking cool. I wish I had one. So I'm just going to go through briefly my notes and then stuff that stood out to me. And then, of course, I'm just going to hit play on hers and then we'll just kind of go from there. All right, people. So It Begins aired November 9th. Holy crap. It's been a long time. Some of the things that stood out for me for this episode is I'm not liking a lot of people in the Arrow this season. I'm not a big fan of Curtis. I just don't believe him being a vigilante. I just can't. I'm trying. I just can't get it. He would be better off sitting next to Felicity, double power. He's great at that stuff. When he tries to look mean and tough, I just can't believe it. He's like a cute puppy. Barking on your, like, pulling on your leg. You're like, oh, he's so cute. And I'm just not a fan of Curtis. His job title. Different, put him in a different job title. Let's see what else. I'm not a fan of Felicity's boyfriend. He just looks expendable, right? And we already know what happens. But in this episode, I'm just like, I just don't see it. How do you go from Oliver to him? It's just, I don't know. Let's see what else. I'm not a fan of Evelyn. Not a fan of hers. Of course, we already know what happens. But I just never... And she's good at what... I mean, and don't get me wrong. And when I say I don't like her, it has nothing to do with the actress or anything. Because any actor or actress that can, like, make me really like you or really not like the character, you're doing a really good job. So the girl that acts as Evelyn, kudos. Because I really can't stand Evelyn. She just reminds me of just this mad teenager. And I get it. She's mad because of her parents. And I get it all. But she's just always mad looking. And, but she's going to deserve an ass whooping after we see what happens in the ending. Okay, so things that I am liking. Ragman. Dude, I really like him. He's really cool. I loved it in this episode when Prometheus kicks the crap out of Evelyn. That was cool on the subway. Let me clap there. There it is. Prometheus. I'm a big fan of Prometheus. I think he's just a total badass villain. I like the dude. I was very surprised when he just walked into that house and killed that mother of two. I was like, is she like an evil spy or something? Or is he just walking in there just... killing just a random chick in the neighborhood. And that's what he was doing. So he's ruthless. And I can't wait to see his big master plan because we're finding out all this stuff about him. He's been following, Oliver for like 4 years and grabbing using his weapons, everything, and making the weapon. Dude, Oliver and Arrow really pissed him off in the past. So I'm curious to see who this person is. I'm dying to see how it is because I know at the end of this, we kind of get hinted that it's Detective Lance, but I don't see it I think that's it for me. I mean, I enjoyed this episode. It was really cool. I like Prometheus. And enough of that. I'm looking here, and I'm just going to have Anna talk because I didn't want to talk too much because I think she's going to go over it, and I'm just going to chime in whenever. So, Anna B. from Australia.
Hi, Mike. I'm back this week. I was on vacation having a well-earned rest.
Good.
And had a good time away in New Zealand, and I'm back now.
Must be nice.
And I've caught up, and with this episode, So It Begins, is Prometheus.
Yes.
It's pretty much trying to find out and work out what he's all about.
Mm-hmm.
I loved seeing Oliver and Dig out in the field together with Overwatch.
Agreed.
Watching over them. It just felt like the old threesome again. And I'm loving to see Dig's new helmet. It looks pretty cool.
Oh, I didn't even notice that. See?
Oliver's having a rough time with everyone, supposing that he's going to have a new girlfriend with the reporter Susan Williams.
I'd hate her.
Not going to happen.
Agree.
I think deep down, even though he says he's moving on, he's still got feelings for Felicity.
Of course.
And as for Felicity and her boyfriend, Malone, she's finally come clear with him about the Green Arrow, but I'm sure she's going to have some problems with him down the track because he'll want to know more and more about him.
We know what happens to him.
And look, there's still a close connection between Oliver and Felicity. There always will be. And I'm sure somewhere down the track, I'm hoping they'll get back together.
I know you are.
So, of course, we learn with Prometheus he's killing people, just ordinary innocent people. But we find out that those people's names ring a bell with the names that are on the list in that book, which we go back to season one. So that's why this season just seems like it's getting back to its old feel with season one. And Evelyn learns that Oliver was a killer from back then, and she's not happy about that, him not being honest. Evelyn's just trying Oliver to come clean so she can trust him that he's not the person he was killing all the time, because Oliver told her it's not the right thing to do, and now she learns that he was a killer. But they do get back on track when he comes and rescues her when she was trying to stop Prometheus, and that was a nice touch. I thought they got back on track with each other. I think it was interesting to see at the very end, we've got Lance who's still drinking, and Thea's trying to take him under her wing to try and pull him out of it in a daughterly way so he can sober up. But of course, we saw he woke up with the Star Arrow in his apartment,
yeah,
and his arm slashed right where Evelyn slashed it on that train. So
I don't see it.
Is Lance having amnesia and he's actually Prometheus?
No.
Or what? That's the next question we've got to ask ourselves. Is Lance the one? Because he's got access to all these star arrows, and he's melting Oliver's old arrows down, which are held in the police lockup. So we'll have to wait for next week. And I've got to say also, I loved when on the train where they parachuted out of it and all came down, the three of them. Nice touch with the stunt there. So next week will be interesting. We're going to see where it leads, and with Prometheus, and is Quentin actually the person?
No!
Or are we just assuming this?
I think so.
So we'll all have to stay tuned to next week's episode.
All right. Doesn't she have the coolest accent right there? That's Australian. One day I'm going to go there and I'm going to hang out with her. We're going to eat, walk along the beach, look for great white sharks, kangaroo, and dingoes. All right. So that was her thoughts, my thoughts. You know, we kind of had the same thing. She pointed out some stuff that I had totally forgotten. And I totally forgot about that whole book thing and the names. Man, she's hardcore. So there it is. So it begins. I really enjoyed the episode. It's obvious that Anna did also as well. And that is pretty much it, people. We're going to cut it short because I've got like other recaps to do. So yes. So feel free to leave any kind of comments, whatever, wherever you're listening at, down below. And for everybody that's been tuning in and listening, thank you so much. Appreciate it. If you want to check out my blog, iwatchmike.com. That is me. Mike the Movie Guy on Twitter and Instagram. And Snapchat, Mike the Movie Guy. I watch Mike on Facebook. I cannot remember Anna's Twitter, but let me see if I can just pull it up real quick. Oh, yeah. Also, if you jump on Good Shows, it's a free app if you're a fan of TV and movies. It's called Good Shows. If you jump on there and check out the app, I'm Mike the Movie Guy on there. And if you follow me, I'll follow you back and we can talk Arrow and all that good stuff. So let me see here. Anna B's Twitter, if you want to check her out. Let's see here. Traveler, and that's Traveler 15. Yeah, Traveler 15. So spell Traveler. Yeah, you get it. Traveler 15. I don't have my glasses on. That's why. So yeah, there it is. All right, so check that out. And that's it, people. Have a good one. We'll be back with more Arrow in just a few. Have a great weekend. Upcoming week. Bye-bye.